بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayat, Allah explained how generally the Bani Israel, the Jews, not all of them, but the vast majority, they changed the kitab of Allah Ta'ala and they disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, and they also took out the ayats, all the verses in the Torah, which showed clearly of the coming of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they did not comply to the words of Allah Ta'ala, yet they claimed themselves to be the favorites of Allah Ta'ala, the complete opposite. So to discount their claim, which they are making, that they are the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala, Allah puts them to an acid test. And yeah, for us also it applies, it has come in the Quran Sharif, that how much are we also, how much do we love Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala has given the acid test of it yet. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا To get a Yahudi hone walo. So announce and say to them, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who are Jews, who have become Jews, in zamtum annakum awliya'u lillahi min dunin nas. Agar tumko dawa hai ke tum dost ho Allah ke sab logo ke siwa, if you claim that you are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, you are the close ones of Allah, the chosen nation, besides all other people, you are the chosen nation. If this is your claim, فَتَمَنَّاُ الْمَوْتِ To manau apne marne ko, then desire to die. That is the acid test. That if a person loves Allah and it has reached that proportion and that level, then everyone knows he wants to meet his beloved. So, and the only way to meet Allah Ta'ala is through the breach of death. And that person gives up this dunya's life and he cherishes the life of akhirat, jannat, etc. So if that desire is there, then that is a sign that a person loves Allah. And if he doesn't want to die, and he just wants to live in this world, that's a sign that he is a lover of this world. And if a person feels very, very worried that I'm going to die, then that is also a sign that there isn't enough love of Allah Ta'ala. Because to everyone, whoever he loves, he gets married, he wants to be with his beloved. He goes out of his way to be with his beloved. So that is the test Allah Ta'ala had put. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on the other hand, had proven this very, very clearly. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whenever I went in war, in jihad, I never went to win the war. I went to give my life as a shaheed to Allah Ta'ala. That is the highest form and the best form to meet Allah Ta'ala. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I'm getting the smell or the fragrance of Jannat from the foot of the mountain of Uhud, when the battle of Uhud took place. And he rushes there and he fights until he gives his life. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's passing away, his wife is crying that you are going to leave us. He says, don't cry. Because when I die, I'm going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm going to be meeting the Sahaba. So it's a day of happiness and a day of rejoicing that when you're going to meet your beloved. Of course, this desire for death must not be because of problems of the world, but it must be in the love of Allah, the love of Jannat and Akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala puts the test to the Jews, in kuntum sadiqeen, agar tum sachye ho, if you are really true that you are the beloved, that you, Allah is your beloved, and you really cherish to be with Allah, then the only way to get to Allah is through death. So desire for death. It comes in the hadith that if these people should have chosen death, immediately they should have died. Because they were not truthful, therefore they did not choose death at all. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ اور وہ کبھی نہ منائیں گے اپنا مرنا ان کاموں کی وجہ سے جن کو آگے بھیج چکے ہیں. and they will never desire for death because they know themselves that they haven't prepared for the hereafter. If a person has to go somewhere and he has made no preparation, he doesn't want to go there. If he has made his preparations, he will be happy to go. So Allah Ta'ala says that they will never desire that because they don't have made no preparations. Wallahu alimum bizzalimin. Or Allah ko khub maloom hai sab gunahgar. And Allah knows all the wrongdoers, what wrong they are doing, etc. So we have to work on our iman and our a'mal to such a level that we also look forward to dying. A Muslim never fears death, but today our whole mindset has changed. And we, like the other people, don't just want to die. We just want to live and live on. So a person, when his iman is there, he will be eager to die and he'll be prepared and accept death happily. Then with regard to this death, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ To keh maut wo jisse tum bhaagte ho, this death which you are afraid of, and the Jews are the most afraid of death. They just don't want to die. And Allah says, this death which you are afraid of, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ تُمْ سَ ضَرُور مِلْنَ وَالِي هَي You can never escape death. Nobody till today has escaped death. Death will come to you, to everyone. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ پھر تم کو پھیرے جاؤ گے اس چھپے اور کھلے جاننے والے کے پاس. Then you will be returned to him who knows all the open things and all the hidden things. Everything Allah knows. And finally death has to overtake every person and you have to be returned to Allah Ta'ala. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ پھر جتلا دے گا تم کو جو تم کرتے تھے. And then Allah will inform you of every finest detail what you had done in this world. Your whole record of deeds will be there. You won't be interrogated to find out the truth. The truth will be clearly in front of you. You'll have to account why you did that, why you did not do that, with what intention you did it. All these things will be clearly brought out on that day. So yeah, it is a warning against the Jews, and it is for us also to take a lesson that we work on our iman, on the reality of akhirah. And the minute a person has got some idea what akhirat is, then he will never give it up for the sake of this dunya. He will realize that is the real life. Our life in this world is not even one moment, not even a split second, compared to the eternal and everlasting life of the year after. And to be saved of the fires of Jahannam and entered in the blissful gardens of Jannat, that is a thing which every person should cherish. May Allah bring this a reality into our lives. For that we have to make effort. And then a person is happy when he's passing away and he goes happily on his journey.